The Art of Work, Section 8. As I looked at life under the sun, I found in the very place where I expected justice to be carried out, there was evil instead. I had to remind myself that God will one day judge both the righteous and the wicked, for there will also be a time to evaluate every activity, a time to judge every deed. For now, God tests us by giving us the same fate as the animals. As one dies, so dies the other. People have no distinction. Both have the same breath, and both are subjected to the same final futility, for all came from the dust, and to dust all will return. No one can prove that a person's spirit goes upward while the spirit of the animal goes down into the earth. So I say there's nothing better than to find joy as we work, for that is our lot in life, and none of us knows for certain what the future will hold. Last month we looked at the first half of this section. Today I would like to focus on the second half, and it is a portion of Kohelet's teaching that is rather popular with some groups who have a distinct aspect to their religion, and this is a place where they feel they can back it up with a verse. It's odd that those dealing with these ancient books of wisdom have decided the best way to use them is to cut them into little bits and then rearrange them into logical teachings so that their arrangement of verses can take on a special power when it comes to enlightening others. I've written a parable about this concept in the article section of my website. It's a piece called The Forest for the Trees. Unfortunately, this approach casts a long shadow and many great works of wisdom end up being lost for generations. With this section of Kohelet's teachings, it may be better to start at the end where he makes his last statement. I say there's nothing better than to find joy as we work, for that is our lot in life, and none of us knows for certain what the future will hold. That's the point he was working toward, and the sentences before are just there to show us that none of us possess a full knowledge of the future. Why? Because God has restricted our lives by the certainty of death, and we cannot see beyond that veil. In this way, our fate is like the animals, for all living beings die, and we humans are not permitted to see what takes place after that event. The words of an old song say it well. There is a step that we all must take alone, an appointment we have with the great unknown. Like a vapor, this life is just waiting to pass, like the flowers that fade, like the withering grass. Kohelet intended his teaching to motivate us to find the joy that today can bring. It's rather unfortunate that other teachers have come along to twist his teachings to mean something else. But then again, since everything is twisted and lacking, I guess that also has to apply to all human attempts at creating a complete and definitive system of religious belief. My name is Vance Neudorf. These are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes, theartofwork.ca, bringing ancient wisdom to life. Thanks for listening.